the rest of the story. Ernestine and her friends were talking in the living room. Suddenly, all eyes turned toward the doorway, for there, gyrating furiously, apparently uncontrollably, was Ernestine's small daughter. Was something wrong? One of the house guests asked anxiously. Ernestine gave a weak smile, shook her head, said the little girl was simply showing off. But she was not showing off, the child protested. She was dancing. And yet unappreciated, as always, or so it seemed to her, the youngster was shooed away. Retreating to her room, she contemplated the cause of all of her trouble. It was her big sister, Barbara Jean. Oh, Barbara Jean was perfect. The perfect sister, the perfect everything, the smart one with the long, pretty hair and the, oh, so beautiful face. If only the little girl could just hate Barbara Jean, it might be easier somehow. And yet, big sister was so very lovable that not even her jealous sibling could conjure antipathy, just a little resentment and a lot of envy. Mother and Daddy liked Barbara Jean best. Of that the child was certain. If only there was some way to get her parents to notice her for a change, the little girl thought. Then she remembered the song. She had heard it on the radio. Her parents seemed to like it a lot, and so encouraged by the prospect of yet winning over her mother and her mother's friends. The youngster wiped away a tear of disappointment with the back of her hand. She marched back to the living room, and there, poised in the doorway once more, she gave out with a most dramatic version of the song they'd been hearing on the radio, "Your Cheatin' Heart." Flash forward 4 decades. Barbara Jean, the elder sister, had accomplished everything that her family ever imagined that she would and more. She became a doctor, then a medical professor. And last autumn, she became the first African-American woman ever to head a United States medical school, Ohio University's College of Osteopathic Medicine. But something came of her younger sister's envy also. More specifically, of the little girl's determination to compete. For standing in the doorway of the family living room some 40 years ago and believing that no matter how long she lived, she would never be as pretty, she would never be as smart, she would never be as popular as her big sister, that child, in a desperate bid for her own mother's admiration, sang, "Your Cheatin' Heart." And her singing held the house guests spellbound. The audience was enthralled. And that was but the first enthralled audience of many to come. For once upon a time in apartment 23, at 5736 Antoine Street in Detroit, there lived a youngster who made up her mind that she would be noticed. And she was. Gladly she would have settled for just being pretty like Barbara Jean and intelligent like Barbara Jean or talented like Barbara Jean, but she grew up to be all of those things. Beautiful, intelligent, and talented, and one more thing, the supreme, unchallenged queen of Motown, Diana Ross. Now you know the rest of the story.